आई थिङ्क त्यो अलिकति त्यो अलिक इगो पनि क्या हामीलाई आई डोन्ट वान्ट टु लाइक बेग एनी वान हुन्छ नि इफ दे डोन्ट वान्ट बी इन माइ लाइफ अनि आई ह्याड टु डु समथिङ टु किप माइसेल्फ बिजी अनि आई वाज लाइक ओ दिस इज अ गुड टाइम सो आई वाज रियली रियली फोकस्ड त्यतिखेर क्या बिजी किन भन्नु रियली फोकस्ड एन्ड एन्ड या
For many years, thousands of Nepalis have been moving overseas with the hopes of a better education, job, and lifestyle. Some find success in conventional fields, while some carve their own paths. Who is to say one is better than the other? Success is a journey, not a destination. So, come on this journey with me, where we connect with our Nepali communities living overseas and explore their conventional and unconventional paths. My name is Sankalpa Gurung, and this is Hamro Yatra.
Namaste and welcome to Hamro Yatra. Today we have with us the lovely Gaumaya Gurung. Popularly known as Miss UK Nepal 2011, Gaumaya is so much more than the crown. An optometrist by profession, she has been organizing fundraisers for numerous charities such as Oxfam, Childreach International, Vision Aid Overseas, Mighty Nepal, just to name a few. She is passionate about helping others in need, and this drive is clear from her contributions over the decade. She is kind, so down to earth, and just an awesome human being that is on her own journey of self-discovery. Welcome to Hamro Yatra, Gaumaya. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So firstly, I want you to start with some fun questions. If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Superpower, I think I love traveling. So I would say flying. I think that's what I would like.
Any particular country that you're wanting to go to?
New Zealand, jana man cha. Actually, Antarctica kasto rahecha pani hernu man cha. Ani aru chai kata cha? Madagascar pani jana man cha malai kasto rahecha bhanera. So I think those are the places right now in my mind.
Mm. Okay, now if you could have any cuisine for the rest of your life, what would it be?
I think I'm just gonna say dal bhat tei hola. Dal bhat tarkari nai hola. Yeah.
Every day?
I think so. It's funny because I mean, travel go the hell pani ke, like when I travel with my girlfriends, I mean, you can't always eat that, right? I mean, so there'll be time ke, after like traveling for a week or two, I will not feel well, and I'll be like, I'm taking my iron tablets, what's wrong? And then actually say we were in Vietnam, and I was like, okay, we'll go to the pharmacy, let's go eat one. And I was like, yeah, I really want to eat dal bhat, you know, and I ate dal bhat from that, and I was fine after that. Like my friend Lakshay can vouch for that. So
so if you could go back to one Nepalese like historical moment, what would it be?
Historical moment. I think I was reading about this Siddhartha one kitab. I think I would like to go back to when Gautam Buddha was born. I think like when he left his palace and he was going through the self-discovery. And I think some of the things that he obviously thought about wasn't really right. And he probably never found so many answers. And so just him living with that, I think I'd like to secretly just like peek through that.
Yeah, I think that would be quite interesting as well. So we know Gaumaya as Miss UK Nepal 2011 to doing so many different charities, getting into acting. There are so many different titles and roles that you've held over the past decade. But before we get into that, who was Gaumaya as a child? What was your childhood like?
So from what my mom says, I was quite like the ownership. Like if somebody was wearing the same kind of sweater as my mom, I'd be like, "Mero mom ka sweater ho." Or if she was around and sending gamtira or all thomal landa hiri, and if I let's say woke up and if I see that my mom is not carrying me, then I would really throw tantrums. Yeah, I was just really like the opposite. I would like to think now, but yeah, not the most pleasant. I just oh, sabi sanga manne baza se.
And how was growing up back in Nepal? You were born in Chitwan?
Yeah, how did you know that? That's such a good research. Wow, like, I'm quite impressed. Yeah, I was born in Chitwan. I was actually born a day earlier. It's like, hey, because I think Saturday, they were like, oh, 2 days the hospital, they know, you know, they have this superstitious beliefs. And then I was born in Gharmaiga, in a hut, and I was not born in like 19, I was 91 good baby. I was actually born in Gharmaiga. I wasn't born in hospital. I didn't really, I don't really know much about Chitwan. I grew up in Kathmandu. Briefly went to Brunei, ani kere gaon janthe ma dasaina chai Gorkha tira. I was very, because I'm the middle kid between my brothers, like whatever my older brother were, I kind of like got passed down to me, ani I always had a short hair. Boisterous nahi thik tam khelne ekdam alla garne tesa khale the.
And why did you guys move to London? That was around 2007.
So 2007, the reason we moved was obviously cuz the Gorkha rider payo, you know, my mom used to go on Gesoko rallies and janu hunthyo, and when we got the ride, plus they heard in Nepal ma civil war le garda pani pani that situation was getting more tensed up, so we decided to move in 2007. But mainly the pyro, that was a big option.
And how was that transition for you, Nepal bata, Kathmandu bata, the city aera, London ma?
I think London ma, obviously we all have different expectations. And that was like the first time I got into like a big plane. I thought, okay, London is like tulu buildings or huncha, you know, all that expectations. We had to live in a shared accommodation. It was still really fun, family, we were living in the same house. I didn't like it first, mother, because June ma bhaye pani it felt really cold. I literally just finished my SLC, I hadn't got my results, so yeah, but either my friends had results, they got their first mobile phone, their scooter, they were bunking lessons, doing all this fun stuff in the scooter, whereas I was here, like, I was just there, like, thinking, oh my god, I need an extra pound to buy this or that. So it was like, almost like a downgrade, you know, Nepal, you got everything you wanted, almost, and then, yeah, it was like, okay, like, there's only... everybody's depending on one person. Yeah, so it was a lot of them. I didn't like the transition at all.
How did you overcome that challenge?
To a challenge, I think I kind of also had to see that, okay, you know what, like, this is hard on dad. And then Baba ra tethera dai kaam garna thiyo. Ani tetikhera I used to play basketball khelthe, ani I used to work in a laundry, school ko nira laundry ma kaam garthe, ani tetikhera chai, like, when I first got my first fashion handbag, and I gave it to my mom, and I kind of felt like, I felt that sense of achievement, ke ani pachi ta seeing, like, you know what, that actually I'm in a place where I can take care of myself in certain way, to a certain extent, that gave me strength, because I was like, oh, here, you know, something to celebrate, something to rejoice, feeling ayo.
Then in 2011, you applied for Miss UK Nepal. I guess I wanted to ask, what were you trying to get out of that whole process?
Actually, I was in uni, I was in my first year. Trying to get anything out. Obviously, Nepal mate beauty pageant were such a big thing. And I just had in my mind, oh yeah, well, what if one halga chai hundyo school ma hundai ni my principal actually brought me in the room, and I was like, oh my god. I was used to, like, get told off, okay, for like doing things. So I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna get told off. And she was like, why didn't you go to Miss Teen when you want to get principal? I did, and I was like, oh yeah, I should apply. The reason I actually went was I went through my first breakup. Okay, I got dumped at that time. I heard, but I was also like, I think to all you get to the ego, I'm like, I don't want to, like, beg anyone if they don't want to be in my life. And I had to do something to keep myself busy. And I was like, oh, this is a good time. So I was really, really focused with here. Okay, I was really focused, and yeah, that's happened.
So you said you were in first year at Titi Bella and you ended up being an optometrist. Is that something that you've always wanted to do?
Not really. I've always been interested in things that involves like being out and like speaking out about things, whether that's on stage or so artistic field. My interest like whether it's dancing, drama, and so on. Mm. My dad wasn't very he was obviously being protective about my future, so I didn't end up taking drama or film studies, which I wanted to. All the subjects I did was biology, chemistry, maths, further maths. But I was the epitome of a typical Asian kid. So I applied for to study medicine. I really messed up my interview. I didn't have any university to go to. So my sati Devika was doing optometry, and I was like, oh, what's that? And that's how I did it.
Yeah.
That's how it happened. Because I was like, I could take a gap year, but I was young and I didn't have the money, and I didn't think like I could even travel to my imagination that I would ever travel. And so I was like, oh my God, obviously 2 weeks from other, my parents would be like, yeah, yeah, don't worry. But I knew after 2 weeks they were going to be like, all of your friends are in uni and you. I was like, there's no way I'm going to go. So I just applied because of that. Yeah. It's so funny. I've never found that in my life.
How things work out. I guess from that as well, you've been involved in like countless charities. Like when I was doing your research, what I wanted to know more about is how do you even get started with these projects and these fundraisers?
I think the fundraising day, 2009, I mean, me, Samiksha, Samari, Lakshmi, we all used to like, just do like, we had so much energy. We were like teenagers at that time. So we used to like sell little like things or any salmon or from Mike in Nepal and fundraise for them. And I think that's where it started. We were like, okay, you know, they're volunteering culture, fundraising. So that really helped me because I think back home at that time, 2007, volunteering wasn't really a thing. Like, why do you want to work for free? That's really progressed. So I think being in UK, volunteering in Oxfam and like a lot of things like really opened me to that idea of like, you know what, if you are putting your heart into work, people will trust, people will give like a share of what they earn. Something that's dear to me, I think, would be Glasses to Gorkha. That's following the volunteering work that I did in Zambia, Ethiopia, Ghana, Magori. But to say I gathered confidence, but I also felt like, you know, my mom always says like, oh my God, like, you're not ashamed. So you've been asking people money for so long. I was quite nervous about Glasses to Gorkha because all of the charities done so far has been always away from home, because I've always felt like, you know, we should help where the need is. So, Gorkha was my village, so I was a bit skeptical about how people will take it. So I really had to put the team together. Have a team in Nepal and work about the logistics and make sure that the team are taken care of. Like there's also that element of not just them testing eyes and giving, but also them receiving, whether it's a like cultural experience or just that, you know, heartfelt moments. So I really had to, I did enjoy it, but I think I was really trying to ensure like everything was going well. So is something dear to me and something I'd like to do over the course of years. Yeah.
How long did that take, like the whole process from the very start to actually being in Gorkha and doing all the testing and finishing the project?
I think it took about 6 months to initially say, okay, we're going to do this, and reaching out to all the Nepali optometrists in the UK. And trying to work around their time of going to Nepal and so forth. Just be like, you must say it's very different, because I think when you go on projects where somebody else is arranging everything, like when I was in Africa, like I also did part of it, but I still was like, okay, is everyone okay? Is that level of responsibility?
Do you have any of those projects, similar projects lined up for the future?
So we were thinking 2020, especially Radim Mahsen was like really into like, you know, there's a lot of Vision 2020. So Sen was like, we should definitely do something. So we were thinking about it. We were thinking somewhere like either remote or somewhere alikiti. Kati abe Nepalma, kati ethnic background or komanseru, whether you know whether they're from Madhes or certain parts of Nepal, and any still the alikiti Nepali to identity, ma kati any we still are not very open or favorable, any to
of course
minorities. So I'm visit to area or alikiti remote area ma gorne bhanne plan thiyo, right? That's probably gonna be postponed for 2021 now.
Mm. Now, you've mentioned your love for drama and acting, and from like involvement in the Gorkha movie as well, we can see that you've taken that leap. What was that process like?
I think I could not really openly think about it until like I was financially, let's say, not dependent on anyone. Anything which is like acting or any artistic pursuits, or let's say, you know, you're not guaranteed, you know, a role or a job or a steady income. So I think you optometry got it, but you said that's why I'm very, very grateful to this career path. This is, I felt like, you know what, because I tried various different things, and you know, I enjoyed it, but I felt like you bitter but it's ekdam chitta bujhne chai like drama acting nai raicha bhanne malai feel bhayo, and I was like, you know what, and I thought about it, and I was like, you know what, I don't need to make it big, and so I don't need to make money out of it. I don't have to be famous, and so as long as I get to do it, as long as I get to experience that, that's all it is really. But I do realize, and I was like, yeah, you know what, you know, I'm gonna get rejected, and that's okay. I'm not gonna be like, you know, making anybody's life difficult. Because of my perceived bonne boy, I let it. Because now, I was like, yeah, okay, let's do it. Bonne boy.
I love that you've gone one step further, invested your time in this, taking acting classes. How would you say these classes have helped you?
I think too. Training, like, poila projects are the gariko. I definitely like enjoyed it, and I definitely gave my best, but. I realized that it is a craft, and then you have to work on it to be able to replicate the same kind of results, and then I produce that today, but what about tomorrow? So I really got intrigued about learning about the craft, and the more I learned about it, the more respect I had for this profession or this line of work, and that so much is invested. Connection wise, you meet like a lot of like wonderful fellow actors or writers, and you think, wow, so I would have never known them. And acting, but it also made me realize that because we had to work on extreme emotions or like, you know, crying or getting angry, and I realized how much I hadn't accessed my anger, how inactive that was, because I think because of how we are raised, you have to be timid and you have to be like a bit womanlike, and so on. So like it was very easy for me to like take them sozilo whenever I started angry with the, I really, really struggled. And when I went back to it, I realized it was because of like certain events that happened in my childhood and teenagehood that I had, you know, completely shut that part. And so I found it quite overwhelming because I realized I was living in denial. I was just like, oh yeah, you know, be positive, be grateful. Okay. But then there are certain things that didn't happen in your life that should have happened or that you deserve that you didn't get. And to mourn about it, to be angry about it, you know, it doesn't have to create a chaos in others' life, but just expressing this in sound or action or writing. It was quite scary for me actually. There was a technique I'm gonna explore by the way. Made me realize that, you know, once you're authentic, once you're true to yourself in your real life, that's when you can actually produce that kind of work as an actor. So it's been a great teacher, like generally, Bunny.
So how have your parents been in this journey with you? Like, I know you mentioned earlier on they wanted to make sure that you were financially stable, so you went for the optometrist, but then now going back to your own passion and something that you really deeply care about, have their input impacted you, or what has their input been in this transition?
I think because I've been I'm trying to think. I think probably all of us are a bit rebel now. Like, but I've always been a rebel. Like,
Yeah.
oh yeah, uni Zala Filipini,
So they expected this from you.
yeah, almost because I think I was like, yeah, I want to like live out of live away from my family, and I went to Birmingham to study. And even when I went to every space camp Zana Hedi or Africa Zana Hedi, there was a big misconception about, oh, Africa is like full of diseases and full of crime and so on. So they were really, really worried. I was getting all these phone calls from my extended family members, and I still I went again and I went again and I went again until it just became like, oh, actually, you know what? They're just like us. You know, they have you know, the same hunger, same you know, level of like needs and need of security and safety and love. So I think I've been able to embark that on them. I mean, I think they always kind of expect me to do something like, okay, now she's gonna come up with something, my hunger. So I literally, it's like even traveling, like I used to try, like obviously I locked down, but I used to travel a lot, and also they used to get really annoyed, like, and you know, instead of saving up, like, you know, you could have done this and that, and you're traveling and how going. But see, I think it got to a point where I would come with my suitcase, and my dad would be like, okay, where are you off to now? So it was almost like, are you in your transit? I'm going, you came on, you know. So I think they didn't actually, they probably thought, like, okay, actually, this is something that she's like, it's the phase she's going through. That going, I think it's like, I think they've seen, yeah, seen a lot of me, that they're quite like,
They know it's not a phase, it's just you.
it just me, Yoneta.
So, with everything you've done, Gomaya, what's been your drive and inspiration to keep going and keep moving forward with all the charities that you do, the fundraisers, the new fields that you want to explore? How do you keep going?
I think too that too it is a tricky one, and I think guys, I just like, I'm trying to think about it, like, recently, early time, as merging NEPSOCs, we're trying to help out international Nepali students who arrived recently, January month. The situation on, so yeah, we get into tricky situations, and obviously, you know, you could just chill at home and, you know, obviously just do whatever instead of like, you know, trying to reach out to people and like make that extra effort. And, you know, you do hear stories like where, you know, where you hear, you know, where they come from really remote areas, or because they've come to UK for the first time. And when you've helped them certain amount, and suddenly because you know they genuinely need it, and they run say, oh, but they're like, thank you, Dai or Didi, and suddenly, well, you come out, things have go care. And suddenly, or like, you know, some of them have said, oh, I'm with you, also, Romania come back home, or we're fine now. Okay, so. You know, that level of the honesty, and so that level of trust, and those on the Harris, and you've never met them, and you just feel like, oh, you know what, and there's still to begin on, a lot of people that has also touched me, and I've never met them, and I think, dude, we need that as human beings, and I think it can be very easy to get caught up in your problems, my world, like, for example, right now, I don't have a source of income. So it can be very, very like me. But at the end of the day, we're just like spirits having human experiences. And so to level ma chai connect hun saknu chai, I think that really keeps me going. There's been a lot of this events around, where people are like seeing well for the first time, and they've been through a lot of society, but like, they've been outcasted, but then they couldn't see well, they couldn't cook well. They couldn't finish the education, and so yeah, like get there quite late. Africa Mazanda or Nepal Mazanda, people are having their first eye test, and when you hear about like, oh, or and you know, like, so you hear that they keep their glasses really safe and only wear it for certain things. This is from the head, so you're like, you know what, like, I mean, they've probably forgotten my face, but it's that the energy, you know, and I think that can be going, like, I wanna, त्यस्तो खालको अनि हामी डोरपालमा जाँदा पनि एउटा दाइ हुनुहुन्थ्यो अनि दाइको पनि त्यस्तै के लाइक यु नो आई गिभ हिम ग्लासेस अनि हि वाज लाइक कति दिनु पर्यो बहिनी टाइम लाइक नो हुन्छ नि अनि हि सेड समथिङ लाइक हामी त दाइहरू चाहिँ पोटर हुनुहुन्थ्यो अनि हामी त खच्चर भयो भयो अब आफ्नो बच्चाहरूलाई त खच्चर बनाउनु भएन नि भनेर आई थिङ्क दोज लिटल थिङ्स द्याट रिङ्स टु मी अनि आई थिङ्क द्याट्स वाइ आई टु किप रिचिङ आउट अनि वेन आई क्यान हुन्छ नि वेन आई इन गुड हेल्थ एन्ड गुड मेन्टल हेल्थ स्पेसली I think those kind of things that are very genuine and that comes that you didn't expect that you didn't do it for any that the on the head it's like man like I'm quite lucky like
yeah so in that journey of yours you've gone through a lot of different phases what does success mean to you
success mali kati soche ka yesto kura haru because I think to as a woman ani when you get a lot of pressure about like oh हुन्छ नि बिहा गर्नुपर्छ बच्चा हुनुपर्छ हुन्छ नि यु गेट अ लट अफ लाइक ट्याग लाइन्सहरू क्या द्याट ओर लाइक दिज टाइम लाइन्स द्याट यु हेभ टु मिट अनि यु किप थिङ्किङ द्याट्स युर सक्सेस हुन्छ नि अनि आई ओवर्स फेल लाइक आम गर्नु गुड अदर वे राउन्ड हुन्छ नि आई वान हेभ माई ओन प्लेस हुन्छ नि आई वान हेभ माई ओन घर आई वान हेभ यस्तो 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 ओर आई वान लाइक ट्राभल ओर आई वान लाइक भोलिन्टियर आई वान मेक डिफरेन्स यस्तो यस्तो खालकोहरू सोच्थेँ कि मैले पहिला सक्सेस भने चाहिँ अनि अहिले चाहिँ लाइक आई थिङ्क अबाउट इट एन्ड आम लाइक you have to take it day by day it's also like okay because I went through depression twice and the first time say like managed to overcome it was by looking at like oh all these things that my mero buzzer bita hari was say buzzer didn't do I have to do I pursued those things and I had a recent car accident and did hear like it was again near death experience and did hear say like I realized that that hamile chai we invest so much time into like maile yo garnu parcha yo hunu parcha asto chai ke tara we're actually not that you know we're just somebody who is just experiencing it or like just witnessing it just being aware of like what's going on and so any just meditating and just knowing that you know death is like inevitable and knowing that it's like okay you know every day can be like a success and then ani kali kai You might not have a good day. It might not sound all rosy, but you know, you've still made through it, and you've still experienced it. Any whether it's the dark or the light or whatever shade it is, like that human experience. Any so I think getting through a day is a success. It's like the eyelids. Any sounds I think that's what it is because you get to a destination and then you push your football goalpost further. Yeah, and I think that's the human experience. Any and I think. I think taking it day by day, just the last I'll say.
So you also mentioned about mental health, and I guess things can get overwhelming at times when there's so many uncertainty happening as well. How do you take care of yourself?
I think for me, the second episode of depression, that it was just really accepting that, like, okay, I am like having this difficulty, and I think Dota, it's very hard because of the taboo or that frown that we have and suddenly like about mental health, you know, especially of you know, I'm parents or go but they'll be like, you've got all the basic needs covered, you know, why are you depressed? So it just really accepting and allowing that, okay, you know what, like I'm not well and suddenly I don't know why, but I'm not well to even accept that like that I have an anxiety issue or so that that was very, very hard for me. So I think first what I'd say it was accepting for me. And this would be to be okay to like reach out for help. And obviously people have to earn your trust because if you go out just to anybody, then they might not actually understand it. And so they might even make you feel worse how you're feeling. So and I have a great network of loving friends. So reaching out to them. And I think... like I took time off from social media as well for about a good 6 months and I think it just not like that silence, the silencing of mind and meditation really helped me like distance myself from all the noise and like really be like, okay, like how am I really feeling? And just be just sitting with it, like not trying to fix it. Like, yeah, I'm sad and then that's okay. Like I'm sad, you know. Like the sadness le jun kura like fulfill gareko huncha the happiness le it cannot, you know, it cannot fulfill it, so just be angry and just be with it And then, like, it's just a feeling, right? And it will pass on its own. But if you try to rush it, if you try to fix it, if you're like, no, I'm sad, I have to be happy one. And say, you steal that experience from yourself and you create, like, I think you dig deeper hole, okay? So I think just sitting with your pain and be like, okay, like, I'm feeling this pain, because you allowed that pain. And then you get hurt, you get betrayed. And, you know, it's a part of human experience. And like, just accepting that, okay, this is how I'm feeling. And I think it does pass when you fully accept it, yeah, because what else can happen when you fully accept it? When you fully cry, and then there's a moment when you cry and cry and cry, and then you just laugh. You're like, you just find the situation funny. Like, what? You've done it, and then you fully laughed. And
yeah.
I think your journey today really, really helped me. I felt like an imposter, and then I felt like people are calling me, like you said, and then you've done so many things, and almost felt like, I've done so many things, I've traveled, I've volunteered, I'm doing this, how can I feel this way one day? But it can happen, and then regardless of,
course,
anything, and then it can happen to anyone.
Yeah.
And it just means, like, I think somewhere I read about depressed one, because it's a depression one, because it's like you need a deep rest or something like that. And that's really true, because it's your body telling you that, you know, there's something that needs attention, and then that it's done. It's like, it was almost my body telling, like, I'm just done with you carrying me around to all these countries, like, doing volunteering, da 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 da. I want you to listen to me, like, and then you stay here with me. Stay here with me in this pain, grieving. And there's a lot of things that I had to grieve about that didn't happen in my childhood months, or teenhood months. And it's some to life-changing ground, but you have to, like, fully grieve the salaksa kodu gurara. And I think, yeah, you know, I think the friends will try to fix your problems, and sometimes it's not about fixing the problem, but just staying with it and just be like, yeah, this is how I'm feeling, and it's okay. Yeah, because sad is not bad, it's just a feeling, it's there, it exists for a reason.
That's definitely something that I can relate to as well, and I know how difficult it is, so it's something that we should try to be aware of. Now, switching gears a little bit here, if you could plan a day with your favorite activities, what would that day look like?
I try to meditate on it. I've been trying to, like, I'm really bad with, like, physical exercise. I'm quite bad. So, So I think that, and like, I love dancing, I love singing.
Okay? Yeah.
So yeah, something that involves like dancing, singing, like I like making jokes, and I like making people laugh. I love laughing, and what's the occasion? Like, why are you being so happy that going? And I'm like, why do you need a reason? Anyway, so like I'm back
just
to,
happy.
Yeah. So I'm quite I like chatting with friends, and then like checking on how they are, like yeah, so I think that's how all my like really good day would look like, which involves a lot of singing, dancing, like just like checking on people, like, how are you doing? Good. Yeah.
Sounds fun. What would you say are the biggest ways that you've changed as a person throughout your journey?
Not being hard on yourself. And I think I'm busy, like, you know, when somebody comes with a problem, we are like really kind with them, you know, so we're very loving to them. I hope you are. we're not doing that to ourselves very often. So we're really like, we push ourselves, we compensate on our sleep and or food or a lot of things. So I think like loving yourself first, but also loving yourself, but it doesn't mean just always being positive and grateful, but also accepting, you know, I used to like tag other emotions as like my demons, but they're not, and then they're just these they exist for a reason, they have a purpose, and to just accept those,
and they're part of you as well.
Yeah 100%. I think that do acceptance, and you know, you don't like not to feel responsible for anyone, you know, like that. You don't have to like think about like, oh, like you want and so on. And I used to think that, I still do, and I have to catch myself. Okay, I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah, I'm thinking that again, and then just letting it go.
Yeah. Now, if there's any advice you could give to someone who's far away from home and is lost or haven't found their path yet, what would that be?
I think there's always going to be days, I think, where you will feel lost and where you will feel like, oh God, what am I doing with life? Just so on. So, for me, I think death has always been the biggest teacher, like whether it was losing my grandma or like a near-death experiences I've had twice. Because it really makes you think about, oh, I want to make this one so proud, or I want to have this life, or da da da. We think so much about tomorrow, da da. If we knew, like, okay, let's say your loved one is gonna like die tomorrow, you don't have like day after to love them, and so you just have to do it right now. Or like we think about, like, oh, I can't do this because so and so is from this part of the world, or looks like this, and da da da. And like you realize that death doesn't say that. Or like we have COVID-19 situations, and it doesn't say like where you're from,
Exactly.
or how much you've earned or you've not earned. And so it really, all these things that we say so nicely in speech and writings, and it actually proves it right. And then that, like, we're all the same, and so I think do death like focal point right here. And so I think like you can just be like, okay, like, you know what? And you realize that I don't have to be like the first person to climb so and so, or like I have to be this finest point. Yeah, you can be the last, and so, but as long as you're living and you're like, you're like, you don't, it's not always about being the best or the finest or the richest and so on. Like, as long as you are really like delving in it and giving your best and really like rejoicing it and like living it fully. And it can be just like yesterday I was just gardening, just like, and it can be just simple as that. And I think to in so much from life, and because we all want to be like, oh, we all want to be remembered, and suddenly like people have named the streets in their name, statues and so on. But how often do we walk past a statue and think like, oh, who is this person on the garden? And then maybe one day of the year we might do something, and suddenly so we will be forgotten. And we like, yes, we want to be remembered, but like maybe bam, nothing leads into our, we will be forgotten. Even like amazing people like are forgotten. And it, like, so just remembering that, and I think it just eases off all that pressure of like, oh, I have to find a path, I have to my home, my family. The family definition changes as well. Like for me, like my like family, and they're from different parts of the world. Do some of the definitions, it's different. Like family means different, love means different, friendship means different, home becomes different meaning. Yeah. And it becomes very like for you, because of all the experiences you've had. So I think death like focal point one, I'd say log your money. It seems like everyone thinks, oh my God, that's so dark. Why do you want to talk about death while you're eating? We don't talk about it in our culture, right? For me, like, dude, it's such a good compass for me, isn't it?
I think it also puts a lot of things into perspective.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for your time today, Gomaya, for being vulnerable, just talking to us about what's important to you and sharing your life with us. To wrap this up, any final thoughts you'd like to share with us?
No, thank you. I think I think it's always nice, especially like a fellow podcaster, and you female podcaster, it's always nice. I think you can share that kind of love. There's that notion about like, oh, women and jealousy, stuff on your. So like just to like hear out to each other, and sometimes, yeah, we might come across like people who might not like us, but being okay with that and just moving on,
Exactly.
and like people who celebrate womanhood, Anthony. So thank you. I'm so glad I did
Oh my God, me too. It's been an absolute pleasure having you here
this.
today, just chatting about so many things. Thank you so much, Gomaya.
Yeah, we do.
If you enjoyed this conversation as much as I did, then please share with your friends and family. Show us some love on Instagram by taking a screenshot of this episode, tag at hamro.yathra with what you took away from the episode. I would love to hear from you. Until next time.